The federal government's plans to shrink the public service may be turning out to be tougher than anyone thought. Before the election, the coalition controversially announced that it would cut 12,000 jobs through natural attrition without offering redundancies. Now the finance minister, Matthias Cormann, says he's found out that Labor planned to axe more than 14,000 jobs by making people redundant. Now the coalition has put all its plans on hold while it looks at all the options. Mr. Cormann is speaking here to Louise Yaxley in Canberra.
We are committed to the policy we took to the last election, but obviously we've got to take into account the impact of Labor's secret public service cut when it comes to timing and when it comes to our approach. We will approach this in a responsible and careful manner. Nobody knew before the election that Labor's funding cuts were based on an expectation that 14,500 jobs would go through redundancies. The Parliamentary Budget Office, which did our costings, didn't know. We didn't know. The Australian people didn't know. The Labor Party was planning on the basis of a massive 14,500 cuts in the size of the public service through redundancies, which incidentally were not funded.
The public sector union had been warning consistently that there were job cuts, that there was a big slashing under Labor. So wasn't that a hint?
The Parliamentary Budget Office was asked again yesterday whether they were aware of those job cuts when they did their costings before the election, and they made very clear that they weren't.
Now, when it comes to what your plans are now, you're saying that you'll have to review the 12,000 that you want to go by natural attrition. But if there are already 14,500 going that you hadn't known about, then why do you still need to get rid of 12,000?
Obviously, we are committed to the policy that we took to the last election. As I've said, we're now going to assess the impact of Labor's secret cuts and how it interacts with the policy to the last election.
So should we expect then that 26,000 jobs will go, or is it more like 14,500?
Well, what you should expect is that we will make responsible decisions, that we will take into account Labor's secret public service cuts in making decisions on timing and approach in terms of the policy that we took to the last election, which was a reduction in the size of the public service by 12,000 through natural attrition. Now, the important point here again is that Labor had based its budget on an expectation of a 14,500 cut in the size of the public service without making any provision to fund the necessary redundancies that came with that. Only 800 redundancies were provided for.
And what does that mean for your budget? What is the impact?
Well, this is another hit to the budget bottom line, courtesy of the Labor Party. I mean, as the Treasurer, Joe Hockey, said the other day, whenever we open another cupboard, we find more spiders. This secret cut in the public service, which was initiated by the Labor Party before the last election, with redundancies not properly funded, with only 800 out of 14,500 redundancies funded, will of course be yet another hit on the budget bottom
what
line
will
that
it cost?
We inherited from the Labor Party.
These are obviously
the processes that we're going through with finance and treasury now, and we'll provide the update in the usual way in the mid-year economic and fiscal outlook.
And when will we see that?
Before Christmas.
The finance minister, Matthias Cormann, speaking to Louise Yaxley.